This is Dr. Rajiv up in Afghan Post between Joseph Backman and Peter Shiva's and Dalbain. I put a down by the situation of my anesthesia, back to the but then nursing anesthetist, Eliana Weavers, W-E-A-V-E-R-S, patient monitor, Rishka, blood, the surface from my mechanical number of CG to biopsy, instrumental number, CD, just go up to the front, get a sign of the vision, patient play, love, and see. It's covered over carried by some friends, so we can see if you can pass, but once or twice again. Exam patient during a mouse water to 90 basketing on the basket thing was serious with the first one entry. Father was now patch as person and Margasha basket on the father of the son. So your basket of a caricature group is very bad. Junction patient had great serious with esophagitis. Also, there was a G-junction ulcer which was biopsied now bleeding. First, like a diagnosis of new plastics versus infirmity changes. There was serious more patient on complication. Find number one, great serious with esophagitis. Number two, G-junction ulcer, now bleeding, white face, pharmaceutical is like dying, growing plastic, versus inflammatory changes, versus viral, the junction ulcer. Number two, away from the stone biopsy. And then number two was multibody gastric biopsy, number three, multibody duodenitis biopsy, taking a serious food recommendation. Away from the G-junction biopsy, the biopsy of the G-junction ulcer comes out of being negative for any atypical cells. Then repeat EGD in six to eight weeks to follow up with the G-junction ulcer. If the biopsy of the G-junction ulcer comes positive with atypical cells, then I will refer the patient to have upper endoscopic ultrasound with further evaluation for new plastic changes. Number three, I refer the stone biopsy to find the good priority compared to the four. I refer the small biopsy number five. It starts patient protonics 40 milligrams twice daily. And Carafit 1 gram QID, all these medications to be given to the patient with repeated endoscopy. Lifestyle modification. Since upper endoscopy, other than G-junction ulcer, they did not show any, could not explain the upper endoscopy patient has. I recommend patient ulcers on the abdomen, that comes a negative. Then CT scan the abdomen, pelvis, and the contour line, intra-abdominal pelvic pathology to be contributing to his abdominal pain. Follow on duty sanitation. Please send the copy to patient primary care protocol, Dr. Parham Sunny, the episode of August 1st to August 2nd, August 1st to August 22nd, patient transportation center.